Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Inside the Asperger Studios. Today is a very special episode. This is a one-on-one episode where I talk to you guys about loss, especially loss of a family pet. I am not new to this, as I've lost many pets in my life, and I've dealt with a lot of grief. Right now, it's pretty recent because I just lost a very close family pet to me who I've had for 6 years, my beloved Mocha. You guys are going to go through a lot of things during that time. You're going to go through a lot of feelings. You're going to go through sadness, depression, anger, denial, rejection. And what I mean by rejection is you're going to reject the fact that they're gone, and you're just going to continue on with your life pretending that it never happened. And then there's denial. You're just going to deny it all or blame yourself. And I'm here to say, don't blame yourself, guys. It's not worth it. You're going to make yourself sick. Your dog was sick, or your cat or any pet. When they get sick, they know. They have signs. Either they'll walk around in circles and pace, or like my dog, they'll sit there. They won't eat. And at the very end, they won't drink. And then when that time comes, you know, you have to get down on your knees, give them a kiss on the head, and give them a blessing to go. And that they'll appreciate more, much more than anything in this world you'll know. Because the minute you give your dog a blessing, it's letting them know it's okay for them to go, that you're okay with it. I literally got down on my knees when my dog was laying on her bed, and I gave her a kiss, and I held her little head in my hand, and I said, "You have my blessing to go. I love you. I don't want to see you in pain." And that's it. And my body knew that night, and I went to bed, I couldn't sleep. I knew her time was up. She wasn't drinking. She couldn't walk. And my body just would not fall asleep. I refused to come up in the morning because I heard my mom moving about. And I finally swallowed my pride. And I took my favorite doll with me, a pug doll that I always sleep with, because it gives me comfort, because I lost two pugs in the past, and I always sleep with this doll to give me comfort that they're with me in spirit. And when I came upstairs, my mom says, "So Mocha passed away in the morning. Good thing the vet was open." I carried her body into the car and then into the vet's office, and we said our goodbyes. Let me tell you, it's better for them to go on their own than it is for you to literally have to take them in to be put down, because that's the most traumatic thing you can ever happen. And believe me, I've had that happen. I've had to put one of my beloved pugs down, and it just tears at your soul. But I want you guys to know, I am here for you. If you ever need someone to talk to, someone who understands loss, either a pet or a family member, I'm here. I'm not a certified psychiatrist or a doctor, but I'm a friend. And I'm here to say, you got somebody to talk to if you need to. Just reach out to me via my email, and I'll be glad to chat with you, email or via Zoom, if you need somebody. And I'll give you some other links along the way to help you with your process. So this is me saying goodbye. I'll talk to you guys later, and I hope to see you in the next one. And that's it.